There is a contrast of worlds that we are constantly presented with when it comes to the spiritual life. There is, of course, this world, the world in which we live, the world in which we are most familiar. We can see and experience and kind of know things of this world. But there's also always this focus on the next world. That in so many ways, what we are really trying to do is to take our lives here, but to recognize that our destination, our final destination, is somewhere completely different. Now, the hope is that the grace that comes from the next world will influence and help us in the way in which we live in this world. In the first reading, it was an attempt, wasn't successful, but it was an attempt to really try to build that kind of community that seemed unbelievable when it came to the apostles. In the gospel, it is describing a way of life that is supercharged by the grace of God, but Nicodemus can't see it. Too often I know in my own life that that's the way it is. This world seems so clear and things seem so obvious that it's hard sometimes to believe in what God asks us to believe in, to treat people the way that God asks us to treat them. But we have an advantage over Nicodemus, and that is that we know the end of the story when it comes to Jesus, that even though he's going to be lifted up, he's also raised from the dead. Let us pray that we might welcome the grace of Jesus into our hearts and so live for the next world, even as we make decisions in this one.